Can there be too much of a good thing? That question is buzzing around the Traverse City area now that the warm months are well behind us. Some residents say they're not too happy with the burst of festivals that draw throngs of visitors. Others say, hey, wait, those festivals and those visitors mean jobs for locals and dollars pumped into the economy. What is the balance that can be struck as Traverse City works to develop a blue economy based on its beautiful freshwater location? Joining me for this conversation is John Flesher. He's a reporter for the Associated Press. He joins us from Traverse City. And with us is Ken Winter, longtime Petoskey newspaper editor and publisher. Ken, I want to start with you and your recent column in Dome Magazine. It waded right into this issue. What are the arguments that you're hearing against having the festivals and this push for more tourists and visitors?
Well, in the last 40 years that I've worked up here, it's been a continual debate as how much is enough or not enough. I think it boils down to the economy for a lot of small communities. And in the case of Traverse City, having had a cottage there for 50 years and now seeing them learn how to use their new open space after tearing down some buildings that used to be on the waterfront, I don't think they've quite figured out what the balance is yet. It used to be traditionally the Cherry Festival, and everybody would close down, and then more recently it's been the Film Festival, and now that other people see that space available, they want to be there.
When you refer to open space, John, give us a sense for those who have not visited Traverse City. This open space seems to be the lightning rod for the dispute. What is it, and why has it become the center of this debate?
Well, it is sort of a, you might say a boring name for the area, but it's really just a stretch of waterfront along Grand Traverse Bay, West Grand Traverse Bay, right in the downtown area of Traverse City. As Ken mentioned, way back when it was more of an industrial area. Now what you have along that area is a beautiful stretch of just of open land. Just think of a nice lengthy waterfront park that it extends along West Grand Traverse Bay. This is a place that is understandably a magnet for people who just like to go down and be by the water, particularly in summer. There's our recreational trail, the Traverse area, a recreational trail runs through there, so you have a lot of joggers, bikers, walkers. It's just a place where people naturally like to congregate.
When you see, in fact, in your piece, John Flesher, you cited one estimate that tourism pumped $1.2 billion into Traverse City's economy last year. That was up 28% from 2006. So are there people in Traverse City saying, we don't need that money as much as we want our vistas and our open spaces?
I haven't heard anyone say that we don't need that money, and no one is really saying that they don't like tourism. It's as Ken mentioned, it's sort of a matter of striking the balance.
Right.
How you make use of the of both the open space and other parks that we have in town here, and how you deal with some of the downsides of tourism. Traffic, heavy traffic, is a big part of that. We also have the National Cherry Festival in July, and for a long time that was pretty much it. But in recent years, there have been more and more festivals that have popped up. Michael Moore started the Traverse City Film Festival, and then in the winter there's a comedy fest that he has been involved with. And there are a number of others, and for understandable reasons. This is an area that in the summer is visited quite heavily by tourists, and this is also an area where it is developing a reputation for the restaurants, the farm-to-table restaurants. It's gotten some high rankings as a real foodie haven, that type thing. And the wineries are popping up. There are a lot of craft breweries as well. So they're just, you put it all together, and people are trying to figure out how we take full advantage of this for the local economy without going overboard and just ruining it.
If you're just joining me, that was John Flesher. He's a reporter for the Associated Press based in Traverse City, and he is joined by Ken Winter, who's a longtime Petoskey newspaper editor and publisher, as we kind of explore the question of Traverse City and some folks in Traverse City fighting what's called festival fatigue, just too much life and liveliness in terms of festivals and visitors for the residents. And are we seeing, Ken, is this debate playing out in Charlevoix and Petoskey and Harbor Springs? And if so, how is it being discussed and settled?
It's been discussed for many years, and I think there's a definition as to what a community is. Some consider themselves resort communities, such as Charlevoix and Petoskey and Harbor Springs, like have Bayview or have summer associations, and they tend to be more permanent summer residents that like the quietness of the area and aren't bothered by things like July 4th, where they traditionally have parades and art shows and those type of things. The issue in our area becomes more of how much. As far as the early 70s, I can remember the Chamber of Commerce back then when they weren't really looking at large economic development, but more of a postcard literature distribution center with something in their park, East Park, every week, whether it was a hobby craft show or another type of art show or a boat show, whatever it was, they felt that the park had to be filled. Some of the local merchants disagreed and felt that really hurt their business across from the park along the main highway that you cross the bridge on Bridge Street, because people couldn't get into their shops. I think you find that, having had a place in Leonard Peninsula for a long time, I think you find a sort of a conflict as to the type of people that come to the area. Traverse City, like Mackinac City, it seems to attract more of the overnight or week-long visits in hotels or in campgrounds, where some of the other communities really have their people spending more time in cottages that they own or rent.
Got it.
Because of that, there's this internal conflict.
Now, as I think about this, and I am kind of familiar with the area too, because my parents bought a cottage in Kalkaska back in 1971. So we've had years, and then they retired in Fife Lake, and we would scoot in on the supply road, back road into Traverse, and I've watched it evolve over the years. And it made me wonder, when you talk about the opposition to this, to so much in the lines of festivals and tourism, is that coming less from longtime residents and more from folks who retired, maybe worked downstate and then retired and maybe are well off and have a real nice house on Mission Point and really would rather not have all those visitors?
Interesting you mention that. When I wrote the column that you mentioned for Dome Magazine a couple weeks ago, I got a call from somebody who's from a longtime local person who said that the issue is it's the new people coming in that want to change the character. We really want the tourism. We like the parades. We like the festivals. And it's these new people that want to change everything, which was the opposite reason why they came in the first place.
Yeah, you have that debate here in Traverse City as well. The gentleman who this past summer went to the city officials and I think somewhat tongue-in-cheek proposed throwing what he called the Quiet Festival, which would be reserving the open space for a time where absolutely nothing would go on there except just, people going down and having fun. He said he was serious, but at the same time, I think he had kind of was making a humorous point. And this was a fellow who has visited the area for some time, but just recently moved here full-time to retire. And you do have people, they call them transplants, people who are fairly recent arrivals and are sometimes accused of wanting to sort of pull up the drawbridge after they get in.
Right.
And whether it's fair or not, there is that impression that you have some people who like it here, who come here. Once they arrive, they want to prevent anyone else from coming and from making any changes. Then you have others who come along who perhaps lived in big cities and would like to have some of the amenities that they enjoyed in the big city while still enjoying the small town atmosphere. And so then you have people who've been here for generations, like things the way they are. And so there is that dynamic and that tension.
So how do you each think this is going to play out as far as these many viewpoints, all of them very valid as you talk to the folks who hold them? What do you each think is a way to strike a balance between pulling in those tourist dollars and the jobs they create and also preserving the peace and the beauty of what makes Northern Michigan, Northern Michigan? Ken, I'll have you start.
Well, I think John's in the thick of things right now in Traverse City, but from my reading and talking to people, I like the process that they're going about, and that's a slow hearing process. They're going to not jump in and issue all kinds of permits for everybody. They want to have a fair and even-handed permit process with some balance and public hearings. I really think it's like all the other communities around here. It's just a political process, and it's going to be mediation and some compromise and trying to figure out where we want to be.
And John Flesher?
Yeah, I think that says it pretty well. We do have a newly elected city commission. This was a topic of discussion during the campaign, not the only one, but people are very aware of it. I think there will be a deliberative process. The commission had already started a study of this issue before the election, and now that we have some new faces on the commission, there will be a pretty intense and an in-depth discussion, and I think they will try to find that balance because, as I mentioned, people certainly, I think, would prefer a tourist-oriented economy to a smokestack economy of old, and people recognize the value of having tourism here, of having a desirable place that people want to visit, and at the same time, it's a wonderful place to live, and they want to preserve that. So there will be a lot of give and take, and they'll refine their policies and see where we end up.
I want to just interject. I don't think it's an issue that people are opposed to it. I think even the permanent summer or seasonal residents appreciate the money that comes in economically, and I saw those figures that John had put in his story. And I mean, they're substantial, and because of them coming here, we're able to have a lot of these nice restaurants and amenities that, quite frankly, sitting here right now, there aren't a lot of people on the streets, so they have to make their money in the summer.
That was Ken Winter. He's the longtime Petoskey newspaper editor and publisher, and he was joined by John Flesher from Traverse City, who is a reporter for the Associated Press.